Daddy boops me. Don't be silly. Why wouldn't he boop me? I'm Daddy's darling little booper bopper, you know. It's my job to snuggle him whenever he needs a snuggle. You're right, mister. I just turned 8. Daddy always said he likes to boop young princesses. Well, I guess he's been booping me since I was 6. That's when Mommy died, you know. See, most daddies have a mommy to boop them when they need to boop-a-doop. But after our mommy went away, Daddy had to start using me instead. It makes me feel special. Of course, the first time he boppered my nose-a-roo, he messed me up real bad inside. His boop makes my nose tingle real deep, you know. He booped me until I sneezed. Sometimes, when Daddy makes me sneeze, I like to think he'll make me sick. I would love to get sick from boops, because then I could stay home from school and get booped even more. But he says that after the way he's given me vitamins and stuff so many times, I probably won't get sick again forever. That makes me kinda sad, but I don't think I'd trade the feeling of Daddy's squishes tickling in my very deepest parts of my nose for anything. It's so warm and tickly, and it makes my head all dizzy. Well, anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, the first time Daddy booped me, it startled me pretty bad. I cried and told him to stop. I actually told him that I didn't want him to poke me. That was a pretty selfish thing of me to do. I still feel guilty about it. But lucky for me, Daddy forgave me. After punishing me, of course. Well, Daddy punishes me a lot, so it's hard to remember. But these days, the punishments aren't so bad. He usually just does them so I don't forget that I'm his personal badonkadonk. Like, he'll take away my crayons, or make me eat a lot of vegetables or something. But back then, when I would keep saying how I didn't want him to boot me, his punishments were a lot more serious. I remember how he would tie me down and tickle torture me. A tickle torture is a tickle that you can't get away from until Daddy stops. Daddy would leave me tied down for minutes and minutes without stopping or anything. I'd pee myself and have trouble breathing and cry, but he wouldn't ever let up. After a few weeks of doing that, Daddy's boops weren't so bad. In fact, I started to really like the way he would rub his nose close against mine and give me tickles deep inside. Sometimes when he rubs my nose, he likes to poke me too. He pokes me real, real soft. I love being Daddy's tickle toy. Oh, he does lots of other things too. He made me memorize this little speech for starters. You know, to remember my place in life. I say it every night before I go to bed. Of course I still remember how it goes. I just said it last night, dummy. It's sort of like a prayer. You just fold your hands and close your eyes and say, I am a cutie patootie bopperoony. My nose belongs to my daddy and no one else. My belly button belongs to my daddy. The soles of my teeny tiny little itsy feet belong to my daddy. My little squishy fish belongs to my daddy. I am a super kawaii pipsqueak who loves it when her daddy boops her. My only purpose in life is getting booped. I exist to feel daddy's frickle frackle tickles day and night. I love my daddy's wiggly fingers and everything he does with them. I love it when daddy brushes his fingertips against my belly or my feet. I love it when he tosses me in the air. I love when daddy pokes and kisses me. I love to nuzzle daddy's neck. I am daddy's well-behaved baby girl. Amen. Just like that. What do you think? Mister, are you still listening? You seem a little confused. Are you boopy too, mister? You can boop me if you want. No, really. It's no big deal. Daddy's friends boop me all the time. That makes me feel extra special. All those guys have little chickpeas of their own back home, but never taught them how to bop noses. I'm the only daughter in town who knows how important tickle torture is. I'm so lucky I had a smart man like Daddy to teach me my purpose in life. Sometimes Daddy's friends like to tickle me in big groups. They call that a tickle party. I feel so small with all those big strong men pinning me in between them and making me giggle. They tickle me so much that I think I'll giggle forever. Well, I probably do giggle too much. Do I, mister? Do I giggle like a little giggle addict? I like Daddy's friends though. He sure has a lot of them. Sometimes, Daddy likes to leave me in the middle of the park, tied up to one of the swings. That's one of the ways he makes new friends. He just leaves a sign around my neck that says, "Boop me," in big block letters. I made the sign myself, with crayons and construction paper. And sometimes, when Daddy's friends can't boop me properly, they write down jokes so Daddy can recite them to me or have me read them. I love puns. They're wonderful. Yeah, mister. You can boop any part of me you want. Make sure to tickle me, okay? I love getting tickled until I can't stand. Mister, you have such nice fingers. It feels so funny, mister. I could sit here getting poked all day long. Do you mind if I rub my nose on your face? Thank you, mister. I want a gig from your touchy-watchy forever. Mister, can you squish my face? This little giggle freak wants your fingers on her cheeks. I don't have a blush reflex, you know. My cheeks are really just like another belly to tickle. Squish. Oh, mister. Thank you for squishing all over my face. It's so fun. Please boop me again. I'm just Daddy's cute little boop toy after all.